The Gaza Solidarity Encampment has arrived at the People's University. Since 8 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th, hundreds of protesters have gathered uptown at the City College of New York. City College joins more than 100 student protests across the country calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, including their downtown neighbors, Columbia, NYU, FIT, and the New School. So far, the encampment has been peaceful. Professor Jane Mizell, an adjunct at the School of Education at City College, joined to support her students and show solidarity as a Jewish woman.
The energy is great. People are offering food and hand warmers and asking, am I staying the night? And making everybody feel very welcome. They're not asking me who I am or why I'm here, just do I need anything? So there's a very homey kind of a feeling. People are spirited, but they're also relaxed.
The encampment was organized by a coalition of groups across all 25 CUNY schools. They have 5 demands for CUNY Chancellor Felix Matos Rodriguez: divestment from companies that support the Israeli military, an academic boycott of Israel, solidarity with Gaza and impacted CUNY students, to demilitarize CUNY, which includes renaming the Colin Powell School, and the return of free tuition across all CUNY. For some Palestinian students, the encampment brings on mixed emotions.
I am more than happy to see everybody come together for my people, for my land. I am so grateful that we have such a community that is so invested in protecting my people and my land. But in the same breath, I do have to recognize that 40,000 Palestinians have been killed.
The Gaza Solidarity Encampments gained national attention after Columbia students were forcibly removed from campus by the NYPD on April 18th. But the movement for Palestinian liberation has a long history here at City College. Raja Abdulhaq is a former student, and he says during his time at school over a decade ago, organizers struggled to even spread information about Palestine.
So this is really an amazing moment and inspiring for everybody that the students are able to really dissent against the whole country, basically. The whole country now is shaken up by the students' action. So it's really inspiring. And I'm happy that in the past, if I would like to think that anything I've done in the past contributed to this moment.
According to student organizers, this energy was not at the negotiation table. They met with CUNY and City College administration on Friday afternoon to discuss their demands. But according to student organizers, talks went nowhere. Organizers have now set a deadline for Chancellor Matos Rodriguez to come to the negotiation table himself by Monday, or they will walk away. When asked about the encampment, a CUNY spokesperson said, quote, "Every student has the First Amendment right to peacefully protest. We are committed to ensuring every CUNY student is safe from violence or harassment on campus and are closely monitoring the situation." No more specific comment was made about the encampment or the negotiations. For WBAI, this is Melanie Marriage.